This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That weekend flew by, didn't it? It certainly did. And a lot of us were remembering what happened 20 years ago. There were amazing specials that were on the tube, obviously, and many other ways, streaming, etc., especially looking at the firefighters and what the firefighters were going through on that day and ultimately what happened. But not just about them, but the people as well, the souls that we lost on 9/11. There were American flags everywhere as far as the eye could see. And I am so glad that we have not forgotten what happened on that day for many, many reasons, including the fact that too many people had lives shattered in an instant, and they deserve to have that moment of remembering them, of remembering how the world was transformed and what it was like, the impacts, not just here in the United States, by the way, but in many other parts of the world. So thanks so much for joining us as we kick the week off. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've just joined us for the first time ever, well, welcome. And if you've been here before, you know how we roll. Coming up, there will be some lighter moments. I have a couple of interesting conversations with some authors, one who really died and then was brought back to life, and he has such an interesting perspective. Imagine you're 17 and you're really in a car accident, and a bad car accident, and they think you're not going to make it, and you are brought back to life. And then a conversation about astrology and the importance of looking at events in the past and forecasting what could happen in the future. Boy, don't we wish we could have forecasted what happened on 9/11. I've already told my story about being there, being excited because I was working for one of the biggest stations in the United States, radio stations, and I had gone all in on radio and was having really the time of my life, and then everything was shattered. And once that happened, it wasn't about me. It was about the people in the city where I was working, which was New York City. So the burning buildings, the bodies, the bomb scares, the crazy things that happened for weeks and weeks and months after that. The wars that ensued, the repercussions of so many, many things. And just that initial rush of unity, national unity. I think certainly you could feel it in New York and in other parts of the country, but I just think overall there was a sense of unity. And boy, we have lost that with how polarized I think the nation has become. But that day and those months afterwards, there's no question. I could have been prouder of the way people were to each other, of how the response was for so many who had lost so much, and again, the incredible sense of community of the entire United States, not just New York City, not just Connecticut or New Jersey or so many of the other places where people were lost who had been on a commute or had been on a plane or any of that, but just ultimately what that looked like for months and months and months afterwards. And here we are, gone from Afghanistan, yet still people left in Afghanistan and conversations about how some of those Americans are getting out and what's now that country going to look like. And that was just a couple of weeks ago. That was so much the focus. And now remembering 20 years ago, 9/11, and the full circle of that coming full circle. And again, the challenges to democracy, that moment, it was completely challenged, of course, by what had happened. And we go to the politics of the current day, and, you know, you've got House Democrats who are looking at a new tax plan and the party trying to unify behind this incredibly large economic package that I do not believe is going to get the backing of Joe Manchin, who says, yeah, $3.5 trillion on this economic bill. No, I don't think so. This was Sunday when the House Democrats circulated the plan that would raise the $2.9 trillion in new taxes that would be targeted toward wealthy Americans, corporations, investors, that kind of thing. It includes top tax rate on people earning over $435,000 from 37% to 39.6%, a new corporate tax rate of 26.5% for large profitable businesses up from 21%, but still lower than the original, I guess, of 28. It doesn't seem like this is going anywhere fast. I don't believe there's going to be enough votes there in the end, the way that it's looking. Because the price tag is just, and then some of what's in the bill is not gonna float. I mean, Manchin is calling on the Democrats to whittle down the amount, maybe by more than half. And also, reeling in some of the broadness of what's in the proposal to address climate change, to address child poverty, etc. But then you have Bernie Sanders, who the senator from Vermont, who says a smaller economic package is unacceptable. Bottom line is, will you be taxed more? Will the corporation you work for be taxed more? Is this a palatable bill? And the answer is, it doesn't look like it's, the timeline looks like it's not going to work. So I don't know that the votes are there. It doesn't look like the votes are there. If it's going to be that much, it's going to probably have to be shifted to something that's a lot lower if there's going to be any traction in that bill whatsoever. To me, infrastructure, that's the thing that needs to get on the road. That's what has to happen. Something that both parties can totally live with, that can get passed, that can create more jobs, that can fix some of the horrendous, scary situations in the United States when it comes to a crumbling infrastructure. You know, that's one thing that we're reminded of when we see, like, Hurricane Ida and buildings that collapse, or floodplains and what happens. And because of Ida, there's going to be lots of potholes. There's going to be lots of problems in New York and, like, Queens Boulevard and how horrible they got hit, and places in Pennsylvania. I mean, all of this goes back into the same problem again: bridges, roads, etc. Getting people to work and fixing on that and having a game plan for that makes sense to me. Adding little personal pet projects that, you know, no way is going to pass is, at this point, it's just moot to me. Why do it? This is the game that continues to happen in Washington. I want this, 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 and this, and you have to give me this, this, and this if you want me to approve the other. So I wouldn't look for that to happen anytime soon. All right, coming up next, the mic drop. Stay with us.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Erin McCullen, Head of Deposit Products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
Coming up, we got the mic drop moment. But before we get there, a couple of quick headers, I call them, things that some people are talking about. Like if you were thinking of taking a vacation to Europe because you didn't get to backpack when you were a kid before you had to jump into the workforce. Well, you know, they're not going to let us in. So can you still travel to Europe amid the pandemic that we're in? Well, yes, but only so far only a small number of countries have restricted non-essential travel from the United States. Norway and Sweden are restricting access. So if you're planning on going there, forget about it. Bulgaria, forget about it. Greece, hey, they're open for business. They say it's safe. Come on, America, come on down. It's okay. You know, but it may get more strict as we move along, right? So for now, if you had that extra spare change and you wanted to go to Austria or you wanted to go to Croatia or you wanted to go to France or Ireland or Italy or Latvia or any of those places, again, you can. France, by the way, has no travel restrictions for fully vaccinated Americans, but a negative COVID test taken no more than 72 hours before arrival is required before you can enter Italy. And a mandatory 10-day quarantine is set for fully vaccinated U.S. travelers visiting the Netherlands. So, I mean, basically you got to be negative with COVID. If you're going to bounce into a border somewhere, you got to be negative. Wouldn't it be the worst? You test positive for COVID. Everything's fine. You're clicking along. Nothing's going on. And then that happens. Dang. That'd be the worst. Be the worst. Somebody asked me this question, and then I saw a story in the Wall Street Journal about it, and I said, well, this is exactly what I know, because I have friends that live in Arizona and friends that live in Florida. And, you know, you get the snowbirds, and the snowbirds come back to the places that they have those second homes in. And last year because of COVID. A lot of people stayed back and stayed isolated. But even though Delta is on the loose, apparently a lot of people are who have the, and this is unofficial, of course, a lot of people who do have places in Florida and Arizona are, and even though Delta's around, they're still going to come down this time. And I think that's it. I think that people are moving forward. They just want to move forward. They want to, you know, hey, let's, whatever the medical cost is, you can get supplemental health insurance and do what you have to do. But, you know, if you're vaccinated or you feel safe, et cetera, then they're headed out. I have a great, not a great aunt. I have a great aunt. Or an aunt. I have an aunt. She's my nephew's great aunt. I have an aunt that lives in Winter Haven, Florida, and a lot of retired people there that live there. Legoland is there. And she says it's pleasant. They're not having a lot of cases, that kind of thing. And there are lots of people who are snowbirds and go in that direction. So their places are empty for however long, and then they come back during the colder months in Michigan or Ohio or Connecticut or New Jersey or Iowa or wherever, and they go to Arizona and they go to Florida. But see, then the concern is getting sick, coming down with COVID, something happens, and then you have ICU beds that are too filled up. It goes back to what I said before, right? Getting in that situation. So, squirrels. Do you have a squirrel problem at your place? As a kid, I liked squirrels, but there wasn't a lot of squirrels around. All of a sudden, where I live, there's just mega squirrels everywhere. The squirrels, 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 squirrels. I mean, I'm not kidding. Squirrels and rabbits. And, of course, having a dog who wants to hunt squirrels, it's the continuous game of the squirrels taunting him through a window, at the door, whatever. I mean, squirrels are taunters, and I didn't realize this. So, did you know squirrels have personalities? Yes, there's a new study that finds that friendly squirrels staring at you in the park, they have personalities. The researchers from the University of California, Davis, say the characteristics range from aggressive to social or polite to careful and shy. Yes, that this is part of what we're seeing. We're seeing their personalities, and it plays a big part in, you know, what is their attitude and what is your attitude toward them. And so this study put a group of golden mantled ground squirrels through four challenges at the Rocky Mountain Biological Lab in Gothic, Colorado. The squirrels enter an enclosed box with gridded lines and holes, faced with their mirror image, which they didn't recognize. Researchers say that the animals slowly approach the mirror to see how long they waited before running away. And then they had a simple, harmless trap. They saw what their response was to tests. And they did this over the course of three summers. And the bolder squirrels moved faster and concentrated on large core areas. The more aggressive and active, and they were more aggressive and active, and they had greater access to things like rocks, etc. And they were looking for predators because they had better access for that. These are squirrels that are found in the western part of the U.S. and parts of Canada, and they're typically, they say, loners, right? But personality differences, in this study, they showed it could be a lifesaver for some of the squirrels depending on how they acted. And the bold and aggressive types could find more food or defend larger territory. Listen, I just know that they're a pain in the rear end. So I'm going to tell you what their personality is. Their personality, in my unscientific poll, is they're annoying. Mic drop, please. They're annoying. If you have a better word, let me know. But animal personalities, this is hard science. And can you relate to animals more? And would people be more interested in conserving these squirrels if they knew they had a range of personalities? Yeah. Not if they're taunting you and they're taunting the animal that you have in your house. And I see them taunting dogs all the time. So they do have a personality. Like I said, it's called annoying. To me, that's, yeah, annoying. That's all we need. We don't need studies, UC Davis. How many thousands of dollars are you putting out on this? No offense to people who love squirrels. I mean, I don't hate them. I'm not trying to shoot them. Although, I did hear that in my family they used to hunt squirrels back in the day, a long, long, long time ago, when they got off the boat, so to speak. When they had to do what they had to do, so squirrels were pretty good. They had to go and hunt the squirrels. So maybe they know that. And they know that my family line did that, so they're after me, and then they're after poor Guinness the dog. I don't know. But to me, you know, we had bird feeders. How many of you have experienced this? And I've talked to people. I've asked everybody, what do? You know, you got these great birds. But the bird feeders get destroyed because the squirrels eat all the food. They knock it down. And, you know, I've tried the kind that supposedly they can't get into. It doesn't work. And everybody says the same thing. Oh, try this. And then the thing falls apart. There is no great way. There just is no great way to get rid of them. So we're stuck with them. They're stuck with us, whatever their personality is. We don't need a study that costs a lot of money to tell us they have personalities. Yeah. Again, annoying, taunting. So I mentioned in the man cave that Evander Holyfield came back into the ring. I've interviewed him several times, especially earlier in his career. And he stepped in to box for, why can't I think now? Oscar De La Hoya. And so he is 58. He did not, I mean, he just basically dropped in his fight against Belfort. And it just was no, I mean, listen, 58 years old, 10 years, 58 years old, 10 years after his last fight, taking on a UFC legend, Vitor Belfort. Yeah, no. I mean, kind of silly and kind of dangerous, I think. So he was shaky almost right from the beginning. Holyfield didn't like the ending. He said he said, I'm not hurt. It's kind of sad. I think it was a bad call. The referee shouldn't have stopped the fight. Are you kidding? He last fought in 2001. And yeah, he's wanted to come back, but no. I mean, look, he stepped in at a week's notice. So how good a shape do you think he was in? Oh, Holyfield in his prime was amazing. He was amazing. But this is not the Holyfield we know from old. Fun to maybe see him kind of dance out of there. Get you excited that you might see a couple of rounds. Yeah, pretty much one and done. Boom. That's it. Did not live up to its billing. Meet you on the flip side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson will meet during the UN General Assembly later this month. The Times UK reporting that the pair will meet for talks during the General Assembly, which starts in New York on September 21st. Biden and Johnson last spoke in person during the Group of Seven summit in June in England. Four people are injured and at least two more are unaccounted for after an explosion at an apartment complex in suburban Atlanta. At least 15 of the 20 units in the three-story building in Dunwoody, Georgia, were damaged by the Sunday explosion. Police say the cause of the blast is still under investigation, though a manager at the complex reported an odor of gas to Atlanta Gas before the explosion. And the CDC released its latest set of COVID vaccine data showing that nearly 74% of all Americans 12 and older have received at least one dose. That's about 209.2 million people. In 13 states, at least 80% of the population have received at least one shot. This is USA Radio News. The national average for a gallon of gasoline is now back up to the price it was 2 weeks ago. John Clemens reports.
After falling 2 cents a gallon during the last reporting period, the national average is now back up to $3.25, an increase of 2 cents over the last week. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us about the spread from region to region.
San Francisco Bay is the high at $4.48, and the low is Houston at $2.74. Between those extremes, we have Indianapolis at $3.12, Long Island $3.23, and Seattle at $4.01.
And Daniil Medvedev denied Novak Djokovic his calendar year Grand Slam, defeating him Sunday in the finals of the U.S. Open in straight sets 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. The win gives Medvedev his first major title and gains him a measure of revenge against Djokovic, who defeated him back in February in the finals of the first major of the year, the Australian Open. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Charles Breitweiser joins us, and he has written really, truly work that is inspirational. So the title of all of this collective work is Inspiration of Time, and it is poems that are truly inspiring, and he has such an interesting story to tell and to share with everybody, and it will lift you up, no question about it. He's in our virtual green room. Charles, thanks so much for coming on.
Hi, Kate. It's great to be here.
So let's tell the audience, what led you to creating Inspiration of Time and pulling all your poems and whatnot together?
Well, I was just a boy in high school, 1979, a senior in high school, and I was driving a clunker of an old car, and the tie rod broke, and I lost control of the wheel, went off the side of the road and hit a tree. I was actually dead on arrival. And I don't know how they were able to get my heart started again. But then I went into a complete coma, and they never thought I was going to come out of it. 6 months later, that's when real hard work started. I had to relearn how to walk, how to talk, how to dress, even how to use the bathroom. And after all that, I still have physical limits in my left arm and left leg. But that process of growing is what was really difficult for me. I used to play the drums. I was a football player. I even had my own car repair business. I was a very physically active young man. I had the world at my feet, and my life was over. I felt like, oh, man, I hated the world. I was mad at everyone, everything. I felt like I was a loser, only half a man, because I could not use my left arm or leg at the time. All I had was a right arm and right leg that was working. And I was just mad at the world. I had a terrible attitude. I'm glad you didn't know me then. I was a miserable person. I was mad at the world. A lot of people going around mad at the world today.
Boy, that's true, isn't it? So how did you turn it around?
I didn't do it. God did it. In my sleep one night, he spoke to my heart. He gave me a poem called My New Attitude, and that poem completely changed my life and gave me focus. It was God telling me to use my suffering as a way to help other people who are suffering in life. Would you like to hear my new attitude real quick?
I want to hear your new attitude, yes.
Even though I'm physically battered, my soul and mind is still strong. Long as I know that it never really mattered that they thought the body's the song. They are the men and the women I meet who just don't understand that the body is only a tool for the mind. It's the mind that makes the man. I wish that they could realize the many things I do, and then they'd start to recognize the strength within me too. But the physical self, no matter how fine, it's old and withers away. But my soul and my mind are immune to time, and what I got is here to stay.
Wow, I love that. I love that. And you and I both have in common, we grew up in New Jersey. We saw what happened 9/11 wise to so, so many people. And one of the poems that you wrote about is so particularly so important now. And I think it always is to remember. And it just really struck me. You did it for me. Will you tell everybody about that poem and do that for us?
Okay. It's called Melissa's Daddy. I was motivated. It came to me in my sleep almost exactly to the year's anniversary of September 11th. It was November 2002. I remember. And it's called Melissa Daddy. Daddy isn't coming home anymore because he used to work on the 110th floor. He wasn't a fireman or a policeman, just an office worker, just a mailman. I'm sure he would have saved someone else if he could, but he just went to work like a good daddy should. He was one of the many that nobody knew, but I want you to know he was my hero too. I remember when he used to come home to that door, I'd run to his arms from across the floor. He gathered me up into his arms as I flew, but I want you to know he was a hero too. This is for all the children who still have hugs to give, the parents that love them and no longer live, and to the mommies and daddies that nobody knew, but I want you to know they are all heroes too.
Well done. Well done, because we certainly know that there's so much loss and so many people that still go through really, really, really hard times like you talked about in the beginning. So what inspires your poems? I know that that God feeds that, but when you look around, you have such a positive attitude. What is it that inspires you? What else inspires you?
Other people. If I see someone really down and out, somebody suffering or whatever it may be, you can tell the emotional pain that someone's going through in their attitude, their expressions. But I talk to them. Complete strangers. Come here. I got something to tell you. Come here. We've all had pain, loss, and sorrow. Don't live in the past. Live for tomorrow. Yesterday's gone. Its lessons are learned. Remember the past so you don't get burned. Living in pain and living in sorrows, like having a personal museum of horror. Attitude's a choice. Take your pick. Would you rather feel good or rather feel sick? Be like a steel peg cemented into the ground. Steadfast no matter what comes around. Measure your metal by the pain you can take. No matter what life throws at you, you will not break. Kicking and fighting, you will survive. Feel the power of being alive.
Ah, wonderful. And again, it's that theme of the now, the theme of not getting in your head and thinking about the things that you don't have or the things that happened to you or any of that. For you, in putting the book together, Inspiration of Time, what was that like to have it actually published and to see all your work in a book?
Oh, it was very exciting. And what was more exciting was when I won the Editor's Choice Award from the International Library of Poetry in 2005. See, the first edition of this book came out in 2004.
Wow.
But in 2015 is the newest edition, the second edition. And there's a little more in it than there was in the first edition.
I love that. Congratulations on that award. So, and we said it already, but I think it's worth repeating. And you can get Charles Breitweiser's book, of course, of this inspiring poetry on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And again, Charles, tell us, what's your message to the people out there who are listening to the show, who have their ups and downs and their trials and tribulations of life?
Okay, well, you can't rely on yourself and you can't depend on anyone else. The only thing you actually have control over is your attitude. Be an actor, not a reactor. Whatever happens, I can take it. Toughen up. I'm no quitter. I think people give up on themselves too easily. And trust in Jesus Christ, who will bring you through it. I don't write these poems. God writes them in my heart. That's why I'm not actually reading them. They're written in my heart, so I don't have to struggle to memorize it. All these poems roll right off of my tongue because they're in my heart. God does it. I am just the paintbrush. I give all the glory to Jesus Christ. This is not about me. It's about him. God's greatness. Trust in the Lord, and you don't know what doors he will open for you.
Yeah, I love that. And it's so true that you you are reciting this or knowing these poems from heart. So as you said, it comes from the heart and it's inside you, because I'm seeing Charles and he's not reading it. He knows it. And what a gift to you, by the way, that these are in your soul and that you wake up and you have these ideas and you're able to put them together. So congratulations on that. That really is a gift.
Well, thank you.
There's just no question. And again, it's powerful, I think, his words, and I know that people struggle, and he's right, that people don't give themselves enough credit and we beat ourselves up too much, that's for sure. So I thought it was really wonderful to have Charles on the show. Charles Breitweiser, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to the show, and remember to make it count, everybody. I so love the attitude and the positivity of Charles Breitweiser. I mean, geez, listening to him, you got to think about his story. So his story is where he said he was almost killed as a 17-year-old high school senior. Imagine that, you're a senior, you got everything going for you, you got the world by its tail, so to speak, and then you're basically killed in a car accident, and the paramedics help, and your heart begins to beat again, and then life is never the same, like he described, the 6-month coma, the loss of the use of your left arm and your leg, and impaired vision, and realizing at such a young age, this is what life has thrown at you. And he said this, there was years of depression, there's self-pity and self-loathing, and then he found God, and he found poetry, and that inspiration that just was filled inside him. It was wild to listen, and you heard him recite a couple of things, how he knew it. So often people, because we have so much going on in our heads, people read, even though they know it and they can do it with passion, they don't know it by heart. They read it. They read it from their book, or they read it from paper they have in their hands or whatever. But he knew it. He knew what he had to say. So he really learned how to turn tragedy into triumph with a poetic philosophy that can help other people overcome tragedies. Because that's the thing. When you get slapped down, how do you pull yourself up? What is it that motivates you, empowers you? What is it that will speak to you? Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes, and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, boy, she's in her virtual green room right now, Pia Fields, and her book is Why Life Events Are Predestined and How Our Universe Originated. Who doesn't want to know the answers to that? Those are the very, very big questions. So, Pia, thanks so much for coming on.
Okay. Welcome. I cannot wait to see you.
Tell me why you wrote the book. What made you write the book?
This book is introduced about how a Chinese astrologer, Xiao Kang Jie, predict our future. He was also an astronomer from 1,000 years ago. I wrote the book because I see a lot of his amazing predictions. He has a formula was backed up by Yi Jing hexagram, and his prediction were listed in his book as a few 10,000 independent sentences. I had a reading from a master by phone 2 years ago. I confirmed my birth minute when the sentence said, my husband must be 12 years younger than me. That's my case. So based on that, I got 10 sentences from his book related to the birth years of my 10 directly family members. His book also predicted a scene for my friend's father about your father died without closing his eyes. Another prediction says, when your armpit has no hair, it comes the disaster. And that is a scene related to my friend. He has a breast cancer exam, medical exam. In my books, I introduce Charles' predictions and explain why life events are predestined based on Chinese yin-yang theories. For being scientifically, I got into the topics of quantum mechanics, Uncertainty Principle and Big Bang. I wrote this book is because I have experienced those amazing conditions for 8 years.
Wow, and so you've seen it. That is powerful. What do you hope people take away from reading Why Life Events Are Predestined and How Our Universe Originated, which you can get on Amazon, of course?
Yes, I try to use yin-yang theories to explain why life events are predestined. And this is what happened. Chinese believe yang are all things in our physics universe, physics world, that are recognized by our scientists already. But yin cannot be detected by the particle detectors. But it did make God, ghost, our soul, and ours. It caused supernatural events, and as nothing, yin originated our universe, not the Big Bang. I once mailed my book to Stephen Hawking, and I did not notice that. A few years later, he mentioned the possibility about our universe might be originated by nothing. This is how yin impact our life and determine our fate. Yin, seeking in the universe, has its properties changing according to the planet's movements and creates a time trade, T-R-A-I-T. At the time we were born, time trade penetrates into our bodies and form our auras that are as identical as our fingerprint. Auras interact with planet's radiation and impact our life at any time. A harmony interaction creates good luck, and a conflict interaction causes bad luck. We all see the moon can cause tide in the oceans. Planets must impact our life in some way. Since planets' movement are predestined, things happening in our life are predestined. But only God can and ghosts can change the destination by change events. For example, they can interfere our instinct, make you turn to the left side instead of turning to the right side, and end up you buy a winning lotto ticket or avoid an accident. So things are destined, predestined, but meanwhile they are not predestined because God can change it. God, a real entity made by yin, stay in everywhere, watch what we do and make us pay for our sake. And this is, I want our readers take away from reading my books. Number one, the Chinese culture contains very advanced science, their astrology and feng shui theories, their qigong meditation with psychic ability, and their medical treatments with acupuncturists all have something to do with the quantum world. Unfortunately, when the Chinese feel proud for their 4,000 years continued history, they abandon most of their cultures. Number two, yin-yang theories is the ultimate law that our scientists are looking for. They want to find out a law that can explain all the phenomena in any situation of our universe, but they have failed. Newton's law could not fit Einstein's well. Einstein's theories could not explain quantum mechanics, but yin-yang theories make things simple by declaring that everything in our universe has the yin portion and yang portion. Just like our physical body, we have a physical body and soul. With that concept, we can explain many supernatural events. And physical die doesn't mean the end of our life. So we have no reason to tie ourselves up with a torn, sick old body. And if we can choose to be died, there will be able to avoid a lot of suffering and save a lot of money. That's number two. Number three, things we can deserve, we can get in our life are fixed and are determined by the pattern and the balance of our auras. Just as what shows in an equation, over-capturing fortune will cause a losing of your happiness and health. That's why we should plan our life wisely. Number four, God, our real entity made by yinz and stay everywhere. Watch what we do and make us pay for our sin. All gods are powerful than human beings. We should not stop the others and endorse their God, but we should not force the others believe in your God. Respect all the gods can bring in peace for our world. Particularly now we have to deal with the natural disaster and we cannot offer to fight for each other.
Wow. So interesting in listening to what happened with your life and why you wrote the book and what you hope people understand and how it applies to everyday life. Was it fun for you to do this book, to put it out there in the world?
It's not easy. I spent 10 years to write a book. And before that, I spent 20 years to verify and learn Chinese astrology. And then I put this book away for 10 years because I feel lonely when I promote it. And I think it's your loss if you don't believe me. And I tested its destination. Until 2 years ago, I lost a court case and put that case into a book. And then I think for promote two books together. And that's why I mentioned this book again. And also, Katie, you make me focus on promote this book. Looks like it's predestination. I feel very excited for things back and forth like that.
Well, I'm very excited for you. This is a book that you can read and you can understand, and Pia has done an excellent job in laying it out. Why life events are predestined and how our universe originated. Thank you so much for sharing and coming on the show.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, so interesting what Pia was talking about. I'm fascinated by looking at Chinese astrology, and then you couple that with astronomy. You know, if you look at astrology and what it's based on and when it came to be, astrology really, really flourished during the Han Dynasty. And during that period, there were all these elements of traditional Chinese culture, the yin and the yang philosophy, the theory of the five elements, the concepts of heaven and earth, the Confucian morality. They all came together. You can read about this. They came together to kind of cement the philosophical principles of Chinese medicine, astrology, alchemy, all that kind of stuff. There's so much to this. And what Pia was saying, in Chinese astrology, especially, a person's destiny can be determined by the position even of the major planets at the person's birth, along with positions of the sun, the moon, the comets, all this kind of stuff. Just fascinating to me. And also predicting what's happening in the world. So interesting, interesting conversation. Once again, thanks so much to all of you for listening to this show and this interview. Make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.